The Weird Darkness Radio Show's Sudden Death Overtime.
Here's some of the weird news stories that made it to the Weird Darkness website the past few days. You can find links to these stories by clicking on Weird News at WeirdDarkness.com. Rosie, a virtual human created last year by Sidus Studio X, is now a major AI social media influencer sensation with 8 exclusive contracts and more than 100 sponsorships, and is expected to make over $850,000 by the end of this year. Now, in case you didn't catch that, a robot is living a more prosperous, productive, and luxurious life than you are. The South China Morning Post reports that the country's space engineers are working on a hypersonic Martian drone that could travel at 5 times the speed of sound across the red planet. Because driving recklessly on one planet is just not enough. Staff at the Trues Yard Museum in King Lynn's had a bomb scare recently when somebody found a mysterious wooden box one recent morning. Turned out to be a motion-activated music box that is presumably meant to begin playing when a ghost is nearby that was accidentally left behind by an unnamed paranormal investigation team. Now, you gotta wonder how good of a motion detector this is, though, if it's supposed to pick up the movement of ghosts, but it didn't even trigger when a solid human being walked up to it thinking that it was an explosive device. The latest Loch Ness Monster sighting has brought this year's total to 14 confirmed sightings. This surpasses last year's total of 13 sightings, and we still have more than 3 months left to go for the year. It's likely that the number will rise even higher then, especially as more and more people are watching the Loch through the Loch Ness webcam, which is how this latest spotting occurred. What kind of a world do we live in now, where cryptids can't get away from being cyber-stalked? You can find links to these stories and others in the Weird News section at WeirdDarkness.com. Here in the Chamber of Comments, I answer the emails that I've been sent recently. You can email me anytime at Darren@WeirdDarkness.com. Darren is D-A-R-R-E-N. I got an email from Rob Brownell. He said, "Darren, I truly love your show. I want to listen to your radio show. However, it's played at 1 to 2 a.m. in my area. I'm in bed because I get up at 5 a.m. Is there a way you can have a replay on your podcast or website? Hope you enjoyed your vacation. I do have a question. Who is the female voice on your introduction to your podcast? I always wondered if that's your bride. Let me know and God bless. Regards, Rob Brownell." Well, in answer to your second question, Rob, yes, that female voice is my beautiful bride, Robin. I don't use that disclaimer in my radio show, so those listening to me right now on the radio might not know what you're referring to, but if they listen to the podcast, they will definitely hear my bride at the beginning of those podcast episodes. As for the radio show, some radio stations may choose to air the show later in the week, but we don't have any news of that just yet. My patrons, however, do get a commercial-free copy of the radio show immediately after it airs. So if you're a patron, that could be one option for you. For non-patrons, I will be uploading a recording of the radio show 1 week after it airs to the podcast, so you can be looking for it there as well. Got an email from Jeremy. "Hi, Darren. I live in a rural county in Kentucky, so needless to say, country roads are all around. Well, I was headed to work one night listening to your podcast, as I usually do. This was the They Don't Talk About the Hill episode. I was in the middle of the story, I think at the point where the narrator was headed to the lower level of the old church. At that point, for no reason, the podcast simply stopped. Seeing as it was late at night, I pulled over to see if I could get it started again. Once I got it started again, I continued on to work. A few miles up the road, I noticed a truck had lost control and spun off the road. After I stopped to see if he needed any help, he was fine, just a few bruises and shaken nerves, that's when I noticed the skid marks. He has slid across the road. I am certain that if I had not stopped to get your podcast going again, he would have hit me head on. So, thank you. Because of you and the grace of God, I'm still here to write this. Thank you and God bless. Signed, Jeremy." Wow, Jeremy, you may have been listening to my show, But I had nothing to do with saving you that day, my weirdo brother. That was all God. What a cool way he chose to do that, though. Man, I am honored and kind of floored that he would use Weird Darkness in such a non-traditional way to save somebody's life. But here I am talking about depression and how life is precious and people should get help, and God decides to save a life by making me shut up. So, I am so glad you're okay, Jeremy. Thank you very much for sharing the creepy but miraculous experience. I appreciate that. James sent me an email saying, "Dear Darren, I want to start by thanking you for what you do. It truly warms my heart to see the loving support you provide to others. You inspire me to serve God to the fullest. I appreciate your faith, which is an area in which I can be weak. Though I believe in God, Jesus, and angels, I often feel unloved and struggle to see the light even when I receive divine signs. Due to my depression, I occasionally feel lonely, during which times I sometimes succumb to sex addiction. Sadly, many of the women I sleep with I don't even find attractive. I'm now a 31-year-old man. Today is my birthday, but I feel lost in life. I'm currently a DoorDash and Uber Eats driver, but I feel called to do more, though I'm not sure what more entails. Please pray for me that I may find a God-given path and be led to help others. For the last 2 years, I've felt sad to be here on my birthday. I've listened to your show since nearly the beginning of this year, and I'm grateful that you're such a beacon of light. This is my first time messaging you, and I give you permission to use my first and last name. I pray that God blesses you manifold in terms of all the love you've given to those in need. Sincerely, signed, James." James, wow, your honesty is impressive. I got to give you credit for being so open about your struggle, being willing to share your full name with me in the process. That truly is a sign that you do want help and that you understand the power of accountability and how powerfully dark it is to keep a secret that you are ashamed of. Seriously, I am proud of you for just that, if nothing else. Now, I'm not going to share your full name with the rest of the world, but I know who you are. God knows who you are, and that's enough for now. I'll be honest with you. I'll admit, I too had a sex addiction, not with women, but with pornography. I know a lot of people don't see that as a problem, but it is. It pulls you further and further away from a true, loving intimacy with your spouse. And what finally broke it for me was breaking the secret, telling my bride, letting her know that I was struggling with it. I'm not going to say it's not an issue anymore because the urge still creeps in. I mean, we're surrounded by that kind of imagery all over the place, unfortunately, but I don't feel helpless any longer. I actually sought help from a counselor, which might be something you'll want to do. There are free resources on the Hope in the Darkness page at WeirdDarkness.com that you might find helpful, especially the 7 Cups app, which is free. It has a huge selection of support groups that you can join for conversations, including groups for depression as well as addiction. Those both might be able to help you. I hope it helps in some way, if nothing else, to at least let you know you're not alone in this, that others have been through what you're going through now, and that while you might not be able to see it right now, there is light in the darkness. Okay, yeah, that may have sounded a bit cheesy, but you know where I'm coming from. Brian Leftwich sent me an email saying, "Hey Darren, I moved to Trona, California in October 2020 until January 5th, 2021. I first noticed how empty this town was, but that did not faze me because I like small towns, mainly for the quiet. In December, a few people and I took a road trip to an abandoned mining town near the Barker Ranch. Let me tell you, this place was creepy. In the schoolhouse, there was a scary wolf Halloween mask. I wanted to take it with me, but I was told not to. I am so glad I listened. Since then, I have been having strange dreams." Signed, Brian Leftwich. Well, Brian, you are a better man than I am. I would not have been able to resist taking the wolf Halloween mask, even if somebody had warned me that I shouldn't. I guess I'm just a glutton for punishment. I mean, good thing you left it there, or you might be having more than just some strange dreams right now. A more important question in my mind, though, who leaves behind a perfectly good werewolf mask? I mean, that is just wrong. Then again, I am biased, as the Wolfman is my favorite Universal monster. Got an email from Stacy. She said, "Hey Darren, I've recently come across your show and I love it. I love the variety of the stories and was shocked when I realized I had listened to 2 hours. I normally get bored after 30 to 45 minutes. Anyway, these aren't really scary stories, but definitely odd. My oldest son has always been very sensitive and, come to find out, in more ways than one. When I was 9 months pregnant with his brother, I was in a minor fender bender and had to be taken to the hospital via ambulance, mostly because I was 9 months pregnant. When I was done in the ER, I went to pick him up from the babysitter, and I was telling her about my ordeal. She asked me what time this had happened. When I told her, she informed me that at that exact time, my son came to her and told her that they needed to call me because I was hurt. He was 3 at the time. Later, when he was 4 years old, he told his dad and I all about his friends. Now, we assumed he had imaginary friends, but the detail that he told us was very specific. I cannot remember all the details, but the 2 imaginary brothers had been killed in a car accident with their parents. He told us that very matter of fact, with no fear. He played with these imaginary brothers, but never when we were around. We moved 2 times after that, and the 2nd time was into our very own home. We asked him if these friends moved with him, and he said yes, but they needed to go be with their parents, so he would not be seeing them again. Even now in his early 20s, he still has some interactions. His grandma, my mom, whom he was very close to, came to him in a dream, and on several occasions he has smelled the smoke of his great-grandpa's, my mom's dad's, cigar, even though grandpa had stopped smoking long before he was born. But he knew it was grandpa. Just a side note, all this happened on the eastern plains of Colorado. My son still lives there while I live in Fort Collins, just down the road from Loveland, your future retirement city, LOL. Well, thank you for the email, Stacy. Wow, you know, it does sound like your son has the shining on him. Speaking of spooky and Colorado, my bride told me just today that in one of the hotels we were staying in Colorado while we were vacationing there, she doesn't remember which hotel, she had a paranormal encounter in the middle of the night. She felt a cat jump up onto her bed, walk over her legs, up the side of the bed, and up next to her head to lay down, exactly as our cat Miss Mocha does at home. Robin immediately called upon Jesus to remove the demon. She felt that it was demonic, and instantly she felt better and went to sleep. She didn't tell me about any of this until last night. We've been back home now for almost 3 weeks, and she tells me about this now? I look at her and say, do you not remember what I do for a living? I slapped her hand gently to punish her. We laughed about it. So we stayed in a haunted hotel in Colorado, but we don't remember which hotel it was that was haunted.
The Weird Darkness Radio Show's Sudden Death Overtime.